is page from the Edwards Notebook, when Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they hit a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and they several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others. And 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the second hour on a Wednesday. I'll get the day right. I just have to look at the calendar. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I've been asking advice, but I don't ask it very often. And I asked advice the other day, and now I have. So I'm going to ask that advice again. And I'm going to attach a new one to it. I need some advice on a webcam. I'm looking at what's going out over YouTube right now, and I'm appalled. And this is supposed to be a high-definition webcam. It's a webcam. It's not a video camera. It's a webcam. There's got to be a high-definition webcam out there. Somebody email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, and please give me a recommendation. The problem with webcams when you go to a store to buy a webcam is they never have them set up to where you can see what they do. Not that you can look at cameras. You can look at computers. But you can't look at webcams. So somebody out there has had better experience than I'm having right now. Please help me with that. The next question is medical. As I continue to age, one of the fun caveats to getting older is I develop these new things that are so new and exciting and indicating that I'm getting old. So now I have this thing, I think, it's called trigger finger. And it's swelling of the tendons in the hands, and the fingers start to catch and everything. So far, it has not impeded me as far as being able to hold a gun and shoot it. It is painful, except when I'm gripping. When I'm gripping, that's almost therapeutic. Does anybody know how to treat that? Same email address, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Recently, Congress sent a $1.1 trillion government funding bill to the president. And that has been properly signed by the president because, golly gee, he gets to spend money. Oh, boy. This is an omnibus bill. And it has a number of gun-related provisions. Some are pro-gun, some are anti-gun. Mr. Pratt thinks that the majority of the Gun Owners of America members will probably oppose this particular bill. But there are some victories in the bill. So, the pros and cons of the omnibus funding bill. The pros. The omnibus bill kills the arms trade treaty. In the 113th Congress, GOA believes that we have about 20 votes more than is needed to stop ratification of the UN arms trade treaty. That is important because if implemented, this would, without further legislation, result in massive semi-auto and handgun bans, magazine bans, gun registration, and micro-stamping. Gun Owners of America typically likes to go out there and rally people, but then they want to go out and verify, too. Trust and verify. So, while GOA was comfortable that they could stop the ratification, they were, of course, concerned, you know, Obama's got a pen and a phone, that he might try to go the executive order way. GOA drafted language defunding its implementation, and that was part of the omnibus bill.
Another pro is it cuts a little bit of Obamacare money. Now, this is a good thing because this is going to centralize data. And this will result in gun bans for millions of people, which is similar to what's been done to the veterans of the United States. All that fiat stuff. All that unconstitutional stuff. While some cuts are certainly welcome, by and large, we're still having to rely on amendments to bills like the unemployment bill to put a stake through the heart of Obamacare. It contains a host of, and these are generally boilerplate type provisions, defunding Obama's anti-gun actions. These include a repudiation of the shotgun import ban, other import bans, and changes in various definitions, such as curios and relics, which have been denied by the ATF. It outlaws programs like Fast and Furious, which were probably outlawed already, and requires Congress to report on alleged efforts by our federal government to buy up ammunition. Finally, while it does contain more money for the Center for Disease Control's Violent Crime Studies, it continues to prohibit this federal health research money from being used to advocate gun control. Which I kind of thought they were going to do that when Obama ordered it in April, but it did not turn out that way. The cons. There is funding for anti-gun agencies. This bill contains increased money for a number of programs GOA does not like, including $60 million more for NICS. The FBI wanted to use NICS last year to screen every gun purchase in the country, but that was prevented. $58.5 million for states to submit NICS records. Think of this as bribes. They're telling the states, if you'll do this, we'll give you this. We'll give you this money. That's where that money's going. $70 million for the ATF. Why does the ATF need more money? They need less money. Continuation of the anti-gun boilerplate. Now, this bill continues anti-gun stuff such as the Senator Schumer Amendment defunding the McClure-Volkmer Disabilities Relief Program. That means that thousands and thousands of Americans who are disqualified from owning firearms because of nonviolent federal felonies have no way to get their guns back. There was refusal. GOA was pushing for some provisions, and they were refused. GOA would have liked to have seen a language defunding HHS's new regulations that repeal the HIPAA Act. And this is going to throw tens of millions of Americans who could possibly lose their gun rights without a court order. We were also pushing for a provision defunding the ATF efforts to register multiple handgun purchases in the Southwest, which is also a product of Fast and Furious. The HIPAA issue is a fairly new one, and that fight is really just beginning to be fought. And we're looking for them to move around on this sometime in May. Bloomberg is doing his farewell victory lap over this. And like all gun grabbers, he ignores the provisions that go against him. He sort of highlights himself as a defeated man. The omnibus, here's what I will tell you folks, and you know, it's escaping. McConnell, I think, is from Kentucky. And is Boehner from Ohio or Pennsylvania? I can't remember where he's from. I should know, but I don't. You guys that keep reelecting these guys, you're not doing us any favors. I know how that incumbent thing works, but are they coming to you and are they giving you $15 for your vote? The fact that Boehner and McConnell supported this should be alarming. The fact that Boehner and McConnell authorized one point, you know, McConnell's in the minority, but Boehner has the purse. He's got the wallet. He carries the checkbook around in his breast pocket of his very well-cut suit. He authorizes. All spending originates in the House. And we're going to now spend $1.1 trillion. Boehner most likely will cave on the debt ceiling. Please stop reelecting these guys. $1.1 trillion. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up next hour, I'm going to be joined by John Johnston from Ballistic Radio. We're going to talk about a little torture test he put a gun through from Salient Arms International and a couple of other things he's been doing. He's out of Cincinnati. I've known about John for a little bit, and it's going to be fun to have him on. It has been suggested that the very best gun salesman ever in the history of English-speaking man is Barack Obama. And they have boomed under his watch. Gun companies have been reporting record sales, and contrary to the claims of the anti-rights crowd, this growth is not due to a couple old white guys going out and adding to their collections of hundreds and hundreds of guns. There are a lot of new buyers out there, first-time buyers, young buyers, urban buyers, female buyers, lots of them. Now, we can't give the good president all of the credit. He does have a lot of foils within the political world. He has fellow politicians, he has the gun-grabbing groups, and he has the media. They place the blame for record gun sales on rights groups, like Gun Owners of America, NRA, Second Amendment Foundation. Whipping gun buyers into a feeding frenzy of panic buying by making exaggerated claims of impending gun bans and restrictions. I want to remind everybody, and the panic of last year started in December when Joe Biden got on TV. NRA was nowhere to be found. Gun Owners of America sent out no communiques. Second Amendment Foundation sent out no communiques. What happened? Everybody headed for any place that sold a gun, a bullet, a magazine, of anything. And they bought it all. They bought it all. They bought 2.5, 3 years worth of inventory in 3 days. Gun rights organizations are not that agile. They cannot turn on that dime like that and make that kind of impact happen in that amount of time. That was Joe Biden's baby, just like the shotgun self-defense advice. Pro-gun groups do sound the alarm at the slightest provocation because it's always a slippery slope. They're always looking for a toehold on the mountain of taking away your liberty. But you think, one of the things that happens with these anti-gun groups, their stated goal is to quote-unquote get guns off the street, which means out of your hands. But how can they not possibly get, when they make these proposals and they watch the tsunami of buying going on, that they're not the ones at fault? How can they not figure that out? How can they not figure out we're the ones precipitating all of this? Let's go to the phones. Obi in Colorado. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up with you, Bill, about elections. You need to check out a website called blackbox.org. And the American people are not re-electing a lot of these people. These elections are being rigged.
I have heard that, and, you know, I looked at this last presidential election in some areas where, and don't get me wrong, I do not think that Mitt Romney was the conservative messiah riding in on the white horse. But how is it possible in big, large urban areas that not one vote is cast for him? How is that possible? So, I hope you're wrong. I suspect you may be right, though.
I don't believe I am. I mean, you can look at how they railroaded Ron Paul out of there, and the media wouldn't even talk about him. All they kept telling you is, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. The elections, you know, early in the race were rigged against him intentionally. And when the media was reporting about the election results, Ron Paul was finishing a close second to everyone. And yet, when they listed who had votes, Ron Paul's name was always absent.
Well, let me tell you about one thing about, and Ron Paul is a big friend of Gun Owners of America. We like Ron Paul. The American voter, and let me ask your opinion on these things. When you see exit polls. And once again, I'm going to look at a recent election that happened where it was against the going-to-be-elected president of the United States, George W. Bush. They were doing exit polls in Florida. George Bush was 2 points ahead, and they called the state for Gore. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you think these exit polls are put out there as a way to try to dissuade people to go and vote? To show inevitably that our chosen punk guy is going to win this election. Do you think that's possible?
That's possible, but when I look at, you know, the blackbox.org and I look at the fact that our elections are now being tabulated by a company in France and the Diebold election machines. There was a testimony in front of Congress by a company, and I can't remember the name, but the guy admitted that they can take an election and with a computer swing it one way or another, and there was numerous reports of people putting in votes for Ron Paul, and then all of a sudden it would switch to Romney or Obama before the screen would flash off.
I can believe that. I can believe that. And we have quite the conundrum, because our choices are clearly the way we elect people's got to be reformed, clearly, as far as the tabulating and the records keeping. I would like to see a copy of my vote, and I would like to see a tabulation of the copies against what they proclaim as the ballots. And I know that that would take more time for these hapless poll workers. But since we're talking about elections in the direction of the company, or of the country, rather, I think that's something that should be looked at, or something akin to that, to where they have we don't have to trust them, we can verify it.
Well, you made a Freudian slip there, Bill.
I did, didn't I?
It actually is a company. But my solution is, going back in time a little bit, paper ballots with independent tabulators, take the computers out of the system completely. And, you know, yeah, so it might take 3 days to count up the votes, but when you have something as important as congressional elections or presidential elections, we don't need to be in such a hurry.
Well, here's what I would like to see. Here's another thing that could be done, and I mean it would have to be done in real time. Now, we know, let's say what I'm talking about as far as us getting a copy, that would be a paper copy, right?
Yes.
I would like to see, it's supposed to be a secret ballot. I'd like to see a little segregation where you go out of eye shot. You have a poll watcher who's watching you do the voting, but you go out of eye shot. And in real time, there is something up there showing a tabulation of the votes in real time. So if somebody pushes a vote for a Ron Paul, it shows up. And then you get your paper copy, and then somebody's watching that tabulation and everything else. And then once all that's done, they have to take those paper copies and compare them against the grand total.
Well, that would be a good idea, but one of the things that happened with Ron Paul, I think it was Vermont, there was three counties in which there was no votes tabulated at all.
Hang on a second there, Obi. We're about to go to break. We can talk about this when we get back on the other side. So you hang on. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
K
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Phone lines are starting to stack up. Let's go back to Obi in Colorado real quick. You know, what I'll tell you about this, Obi, is that I believe there is a problem, and I've seen a lot of evidence about what you are talking about. And this is just all part of the big ball of pain that has been inflicted on the American people. And the more pressure they put on us, And the more inevitable they try to make it, I think that sooner or later that we're going to come to a point to where we're just going to have to take it back by force.
Well, and the American people are smarter than what our leadership gives us credit for, because every time they try to put more and more tighter restrictions on guns, gun sales skyrocket.
Yeah.
So that's your good indicator. And I've enjoyed talking to you. I'm going to let you go because you got other callers, but that's my final point.
Thank you, Obi. I appreciate the call. To Renee in North Carolina, just across the border from me, right somewhere over there. Good morning.
Well, I might have an in-between plan.
Okay.
I hate to say this, but I found by listening to Patriot Radio, when it comes to strategy, you know, they're not too good at it.
Uh-huh.
So this is the deal. You know, you'd have to be blind not to see that even the great god of the Patriot movement, Ron Paul, it looks pretty obvious that there was some sandbagging going on, the way he would not challenge some of those voting irregularities. He never would, okay? So, you know, and I don't think one man, just electing one man, him or Rand Paul, is going to make a difference. we need a massive turnover of government employees to really have any kind of effective change that have been selling us out. And I'm the first person, I'm kind of, even though I believe in guns, don't get me wrong, I believe in guns, I'm also somewhat, as a woman, as a pacifist. I do not want to ever have to kill anything unless I am really backed into a corner. Now, this is the deal that veterans, I think, need to understand, and maybe you can explain this to me.
Okay.
According to all these people who are veterans who say they believe into the Constitution, have they read it? That Constitution is supposed to protect people from involuntary servitude. Now, drafting someone to go kill other people, if that's not involuntary servitude, I don't know what is. Number two, you're not supposed to have a standing army, according to the Constitution. So when the government people try to make you enlist to do something illegal, that's entrapment. Okay? Now, a lot of veterans could be woken up to this fact. See, these people's authority comes from their claim to the moral high ground. So you have to strip them of that. And third, what about all the selective prosecution and stuff? In other words, these things are so obvious. How come nobody in the legal community, these people who are supposed to know the Constitution, have ever pointed this out to anyone?
Okay.
I mean, it's like, can you tell me what kind of mental gymnastics do the people in the military do to claim they're constitutionalists, but then not be screaming bloody murder about this?
Well, I'm going to tell you the shortcoming of being in the military, okay? Shortcoming of being in the military, part of the oath of joining the military, whether you're an officer or enlisted, is that you agree and swear to obey the orders of the officers above you and the civilian chain of command, or words to that effect. So at the end of the day, anything the military undertakes is going to be politicized because of the civilians. Yes, you are right. Drafting and conscription is a form of involuntary servitude, and the military no longer practices that. When I joined in the 80s, it was a voluntary service, although I did join with guys that had been before a judge and been told, well, look, you can go to jail for 2 years, or you can join the Army. So I guess their time in the military might have been somewhat involuntary, but I completely volunteered for it. Nobody made
me. But what I'm telling you is this. Well, you broke the law when you enlisted because we're not supposed to have a standing army.
That is also true, and that's something the Founding Fathers were against. And
It's in the Constitution, the supreme law of the land.
Yes, it is the law of the land. And I don't know, I can't explain to you why we have one. I know that nowadays it would be sort of dumb not to have one, even though it's unconstitutional. The problem with the military is that the military is a tool. And like a gun, the military is abused. They're used for purposes that they're not designed for. We haven't fought in a declared war since World War II, but we've been fighting all over the place.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, I think it should be pointed out, though, you see, that these people who claim they represent the moral high ground and the law have been breaking the law. They never changed the law. They just break it. And that's all over the place they do this with selective prosecution. I mean, you know, they know all that polygamy is going on in those places in the West, but they just don't do anything about it.
See,
the thing is, they just pick and choose and do what they want and prosecute people they want to, don't prosecute who they don't want to. The whole thing is just... They only follow the rules when they want to, and this is what people need to realize.
Well, I think a lot of people do. I think there's a lot of people that think like you. You're acknowledging the point where we were at point A during the nation's founding to point B where we are now, the new normal. And you're pointing out that a lot of laws get passed without anybody worrying about if they're constitutional. You're pointing out a lot of things that are absolutely true. And especially what you pointed out about Representative Paul. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that for any one of us to look at the next president or the next Congress and say this is going to be our saving grace, that is going to be step one, the first step of a very long journey. And then we have to sustain that walk. So it's going to come down to people like you, Renee. You and people like you pointing this stuff out, calling these people out, pointing out these inconsistencies.
See, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, because I think a lot of people, even that listen to Pay Your Radio, don't really get this, you know? We have to get massive amounts of people to understand this, because they say, I'm going to repeat it, their authority comes from their claim to the moral high ground. Whether it's people in the church, all of our institutions a lot, that's how they rule over us, is their claim to be the authority of the knowledge or the morals or whatever. But as I have figured out in my 62 years on the planet, is that many of the most clever of the evil, they're not the people that they're putting in the jails. The clever evil know to go hide in those institutions that claim to be moral, like the church, like law, like medicine, like psychology. That, you see, the people they're picking up on the street, those are the amateur evil, the professional evil, or running this country. And so the thing is, the only way what we have to do is, see, these are easily seen and provable things. Anybody that has lived knows what I'm saying is true. They had a draft. And the thing is, it also says in the Constitution, and it says no involuntary servitude, and it also has in there that you're not supposed to have a standing army, and they never bothered to change the law, and we've got the most powerful standing army in the world. Hello! So, that strips the people of their moral authority because they have not followed the rules.
Check it out. We're coming up on a break. I just want to know, because I know a lot about North Carolina. Which part, without getting too much into detail, which part of North Carolina are you in?
I am a Louisiana transplant in Charlotte.
Okay, well, you're not going to stand out too much in Charlotte. I was concerned that you might be in the Raleigh-Durham area or Asheville or something like that, where they'd be looking at you like you'd grown a second head. You've nailed it, okay? It's just going to take more people like you willing to engage in it. Everybody's got to be an activist in order for this country to come back. But if you will hold on, I'm coming up on the break. I don't want you to just trail off because the music is playing. John in Tennessee, I see you sitting there as well. We will get to you very quickly. Last time this hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Renee in North Carolina. Just, you're not that far away from me. Let me ask you a question, if I may. Are you there, first of all?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, okay. Are you alone up there? Do you work, are you with a group of people, and are you getting ready to get active in this coming election, or?
Are you kidding me? You know how it is having these views. But, you know, I was active in the Ron Paul thing, but I'll tell you what, I'm not going to do it again. If Patriot Radio comes out, oh, back Rand Paul, back Rand Paul. Well, he's not the man his father was, for one, the way he supported Romney and everything else. And two, after seeing what his father did. I'm just not going to do it. You know, when they start telling us to mobilize, plus I don't think one person can make a difference. I think there was even recently a movie that came out. I've just heard about this. There's some new Mitt Romney documentary where, in so many words, he admitted that they stole the nomination from Ron Paul. So the thing is, it's just like, this is what upsets me, is the snail's pace of this Patriot movement. A lot of people involved in it have been banging the same drum since before Y2K, of which they were wrong, but they still think I should listen to them like they're so darn smart. And then they can't seem to organize and to be more effective. And what they don't understand, apparently, because their lives have not been destroyed, is that every day, this is not without consequences. These corrupt and evil people through the courts, the military, these boys being blown up in countries they shouldn't be going in, and that affects not just them, but all their families, their wives, and their children. People, zealous prosecutors wanting another notch on their belt, putting innocent people in jail for petty crimes while they let the big criminals who've stolen billions go free. This is not without consequences. Every day that ticks by, thousands of more lives are destroyed. Pardon me, I'm kind of in a hurry. And this has been going on for years. This people, every day, all these this corrupt web of deceit is in place. Innocent, good people are having their lives destroyed by people with no sociopaths in suits, black robes, uniforms, living the good life on the backs of good people. And I have another solution to this. One thing we have to undermine, because it's because of money, is the we have to have parity between the pension systems, between government employees, and the private sector. If you compare with people who worked in the government, they get to retire, some of them, even before they're 50. They can retire with 3 and 4 times the pension when you have little old ladies living on dog kibble on Social Security who maybe worked longer and harder, but they're still going to work in their 70s and stuff. It is that carrot and stick. The government pension plans are the carrot, and the stick is the fear of losing it that they use to get these people to do immoral things to the rest of us. And it will not stop until there is parity between the benefits and stuff that the private sector gets and the government employees. There's when you have a group that can take from one people to give to themselves, this is what you get. There's only one way. All or nobody, not one person, not the President of the United States, nobody gets health insurance and a pension, or everybody is on parity to a degree, because this is what breeds all this dishonesty. These people would, you know, burn their own mother alive in order to retain those pension benefits, those lucrative pension benefits. And if people would get behind that issue to expose that, I don't think a lot of people realize that. Because until you do that, these people are going to continue to be dishonest.
One thing I want to tell you, Renee, you remind me a lot of whenever I have Ted Nugent on the show, because you must have excellent, excellent breath control. I was not laughing at you because I thought you were funny. I was laughing because it's so refreshing to hear somebody out there just having a good rant and nailing all the points. So I wasn't laughing at you. I was just delighted.
Well, thank you, because like you say, and I'm telling you this because, you know, I want you to help me. I want you to help
I'll tell you.
I have brought up good points. And the thing is, until a lot of the radio hosts get together, organize, make up a good sheet, use my points, steal them, I don't care. Okay,
see,
it's like, to do something, we're going to continue at the snail pace where for every one step forward we take, they take 100.
I'm not worried about the side that you and I sit on having to mobilize. The other side, the people that you're talking about, inevitably, everything that they do exhausts itself. So then they have to turn on their own. And we'll start to see that, too. Obamacare is a great thing because it's waking a lot of people up. Now, what I'm going to do, where I stand on this, where the people like me stand on this, we are behind you quietly waiting for them to come at you, and we're armed.
Well, I tell you what, that would be a first, okay?
The thing is, I
have found that, you know, when, you know, people don't stand up for each other. And these people, see, See, all of us have to do this on our own time and our own money. These people are relentless. They don't care. They're getting a salary, and they have that carrot of that big pension in front of them, and they're getting paid to do this, and you know, it just keeps marching over us because of the imbalance of the whole thing. And that's
I got another call holding that I need to squeeze in before the end of the hour. I don't want to cut you short. I've got a guest coming up next hour. You can call me anytime. Well, you can call me anytime I'm on the air. So, but please do. Please do. And thank you for calling me today. John in Tennessee, are you hanging on? We got about 3 minutes. Go.
Yeah, my ears are burning, brother.
She was hot, wasn't she?
Yeah, and, you know, she's
she was right.
Yeah, she's right. But my suggestion, this isn't why I called, but Renee, my suggestion would be once in a while, ask a question and let someone find a treasure. And when they bend down to pick it up, throw down another little jewel for them to find and bring them along to where, rather than being told, they're finding and it's exciting. And anyway, I'm tired from listening to her, Bill, and I love her. The reason I called, have you heard something about the effect of in Colorado and these places where they're going into recreational marijuana usage, that they're offering to give you a permit or a license or allowing you to do it if you will give up your right to own a gun? Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard that, but it doesn't surprise me. You're federally prohibited from owning one if that is the case. But here's the problem. If they're going to make it legal to do that, they cannot prohibit you from owning a gun.
And I agree. And
that's like saying you can smoke cigarettes if you want to, but if you're going to smoke cigarettes, you got to give up your right to own a gun. If they make something legal, hey, booze. What about booze?
That's what I was going to say. It would be more along the lines of if you're going to drink alcohol or wine or whatnot. But anyway, what is it that they don't understand about unalienable? That you can't give it up, even if you wanted to, you can't give it up. What Renee was talking about, involuntary servitude, if I'm not mistaken, there is something in there, Renee, that except for in the course of causing you to be able to go fight their battles, which I disagree with also. But if I'm recalling...
John, I'm going to run out of time, and I've got a guest coming up next hour. If you want to call back and we discuss this on this slant tomorrow, I would welcome it, sir.
That's fine. Renee, good job. Just feed them a little bit and let them catch it.
She got that breath control. I admire that. I can't rant like that. That was good stuff. Thanks for the call, John. Coming up from Ballistic Radio out of Cincinnati, we're going to be joined by John Johnston, and we're going to talk about some of the stuff he's been doing. He's been doing some stuff I would like to do. We'll be right back going into the next hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.